Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on your favorite device. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not hopping on a train to find out where it's going to take her,
it's choo-choo, baby. It is Friday. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Jimmy Crackcorn, and I don't care.
Oh, my God. If you get that Pee Wee Herman reference, you get 150 pop culture points this morning.
That's right, Jason.
Good morning, all of you. It is Friday, March 24th, 2023. Welcome to the show. Welcome to, as Alexis said, Friday. We have just a few of these today. Welcome to International Day for Achievers. So that's not the three of us.
Speak for yourself.
Welcome to National Cheesecake Day. Welcome to National Chocolate Covered Raisins Day. Welcome to what I consider a national holiday, National Cocktail Day. World Tuberculosis Day. And welcome to J.R. Ewing.
Well, what's a family for if it can't take care of its losers?
That's right, J.R. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Wiser words have never been said, JR. Happy cocktail day, everybody.
What's going to be our pretend cocktail now?
Okay, before we move on, I can't let this just keep going. I know this isn't a visual medium. And Lex, don't you move. Just stay right there. Don't move. Lex, don't move. Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
What's happening is we have B. Arthur spy cameras so we can see each other.
Yeah. What's wrong with my camera?
Okay, so Holly and
I don't know what you mean.
Holly and I are perfectly framed. Like you can see a little bit of our torso. You can see, you know, we're framed. I have my talk pink lighting. Alexis, her headroom, like basically we see Alexis's nose and Alexis's forehead and eyes. And that, Holly, you going to take a picture?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. This is how Alexis is framed.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
It feels appropriate for this day and week.
Yeah, it really, really does. Oh, God, that's hysterical. Holly, are you gonna tweet that out?
Hey, girl, hey.
I can put it on Twitter, and I'll put it on my Instagram story.
Oh, my God. This is...
Should I just leave it like this?
No.
No, we would like to actually see you.
I think this is all I feel comfortable showing right now today.
Oh, really?
No, I'm totally kidding. Oh, I just, here we
go. I thought you looked cute when I saw you for about 2 seconds.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah. No, here's the deal.
Yeah,
you guys kind of have, where your camera is, well, I know, Jason can't really speak to yours, but I feel like it's the same because your angle's always the same. It's kind of a fixed spot, right?
Yeah, I'm pointing. I have a television in front of me. I have six.
A few televisions or screens. Yeah.
I have a wall actually now since I moved to this new room. But
exciting.
Yeah, I have actually, there's like a rack. I have two monitors where I have one of you. You guys are either over here or I put you over there. Anyway, But my camera's right ahead. So, yes, Lex, you're right. It's fixed.
And Holly's as well. It's on top of the screen there, and you can kind of adjust it, but, you know, you don't do it all the time. This one is like, you know, my own little, like, OnlyFans, you know, like, you can move this all over the place. And what? So what happens is, when Lori and Julia are in here, because they're the last ones to use it, they like it on the other monitor, like, lower and over there. I feel like that's distracting.
Yes.
You know, if I'm looking at you guys in the screen, but you don't actually, like, see my eyes in that vicinity. So I always move it. And then sometimes, you know, I don't quite nail it.
in terms of
positioning here. But here we go. Is that better?
It's much. Now, see, okay. Now I can see your beautifulness. Your full beautifulness. Okay, everybody, go follow Holly D. Roberts on Twitter right now. Holly just tweeted it out.
Oh, gosh.
The framing of Alexis. Oh, Lex, you got to... Holly, that is a great picture. Holly D. Roberts, everyone, on Twitter, so you can see this.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, it's so good.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're here.
It feels kind of like an out-of-frame day, doesn't it?
I am still tired from that damn cake.
Oh.
I'm still tired.
Oh,
slept.
My gosh. How did that go?
Yes.
Did she win?
Oh.
Stephanie won the coconut cake challenge.
Oh, snapperooski.
Now, look, I think the jury was tainted. No, I'm just joking. No,
they paid off.
Yeah. I think Stephanie, I saw some money exchanged.
Yeah, she promised some deliciousness later.
Yeah, so again, to recap, if you weren't here yesterday, I love this cake. And I have now decided, I actually decided this morning. Well, actually last night. I couldn't sleep for about 20 minutes, so I got into a YouTube vortex. And I discovered a new bake. Remember we were talking about YouTube yesterday, how we've all learned things from YouTube, and what did we do without YouTube? Well, the algorithm, because I've been watching so many baking tutorials lately, the algorithm is recommending me new people, Lex and Holly. And I stumbled across this woman. I'll talk more about her specifically at a different time when I actually make something. But it's called Cakes by MK. And I love this woman. I believe she's British. I'm obsessed. I think she does baking videos very well. She is very detailed in every single step. And no matter what kind of cake she's making, it's basically she shows the same steps the exact same way. So even amateurs like myself can understand. Anyway, again, I'll probably name her an AbFab later. But I've decided that I'm going to start making more. I want to make more cakes. I want to make more cakes. I'll do it for the TV show, and then. But anyway, so I.
Yes,
100% support this.
Cakes by Jace. Yeah,
you gotta follow your heart and just do what you want and have fun.
I'm going to Cakes by Jace. Anyway, so I made this coconut cake that I've been trying to perfect since I got back from Hawaii in this hotel that Lori recommended. Which, by the way, we got to talk about her latest lady exercise video, Lori and Julia. Oh, God, it's given me joy. It's and just like the best things of Lo J, there's no point. You know what I mean? There's not a plot to this video that she made yesterday.
Those are the best.
Those are the best. And it just ends. Actually, let me just play it right now, and then I'll tell you about the coconut.
Did you see Holly in the unicorn?
Okay, we got to get to you two, too. I watched, I was peeing, and I'm, like, watching this, and I'm you lunatics. Okay, so here's Lady Exercise. Again, her husband is shooting this, and I don't know who, Lex, I don't know if you said this or Holly, you said this. My favorite thing now is hearing her husband laugh. At her, like laugh with her when she's talking. But here's Lady Exercise on a lava rock yesterday.
Coconuts. I cannot believe.
Okay, let me refresh. I picked it up. Here we go.
Miss Coconuts. I cannot believe how many fan letters and emails I've been getting. And the number one question, let me get it out of my fan email. Lady. Hello, my fitness coconuts.
She pulls out, I started it a little too late, but she pulls out this thing from her pocket or her bra, and it's an email that she received, And she can't, she's talking about how many emails Lady Exercise is receiving now and how many questions, fitness questions that she's getting in Hawaii. I just, again, it has no rhyme or reason. The video, it just abruptly ends. There's no point to it, but I don't know why. I've watched it 400 times. Because she just cracks me up. She's just laying on a rock. And Lori has that ability to me. I can just, she makes me happy just watching her lay on a volcanic rock. Anyway, go follow Lori and Julia.
Oh my gosh, yes, you have to. She's really doing it. She's having fun.
I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, in Hawaii and my gosh. I
said it last year. I'll say it this year. I'm glad that Dan, the boss, is here. Let her do this. There should be no let. She deserves it. They've been here since the beginning. She should enjoy her damn life. It's just a job. It's just a silly radio. I'm so glad that she's doing this. It just makes me happy that she's living her life. Anyway, so the jury pool went with Stephanie Hansen's cake, which was a takeoff of this Ina Garten cake. And I have made that cake as well, the Barefoot Contessa. I went with this, my Hawaiian cake, and the two people who voted against me, it was three people. I had one vote. Both of them, one said it wasn't sweet enough, and that's true, but that's by design. This is not, Holly, I think you made that observation or some.
Yeah, but that's why I liked it so much. Yes, that's why I love the cake.
It is not an overly sweet cake, and actually, that's why I love it. And then the other person said that it was too wet. In which I laughed, and I'm like, well, that's also by design because it has two layers of pastry cream.
Yeah.
Which I don't know about you guys. I don't complain when custard or pastry cream is mixed into anything.
Oh, no.
So, but yeah, so I lost. Look, it's subjective. You know, people like a really sweet cake. Obviously, voter number two likes a dry cake.
Yes, but Cakes by Jace. Yes,
Cakes by Jace.
Lean into it.
The next one I'm going to do is a red velvet. I was literally watching this Cakes by MK video before the show started. I'm obsessed. So Colin's rolling his eyes like, right.
Maybe you can be on Next Level Chef.
Okay, don't get me started on that. I have, Lex, you're just getting me all riled up about that show.
I did watch the most recent episode, and I think without having any context, you have said, well, it's a great show. It's fun.
Yeah.
But there's a couple people that you can't stand.
Can't stand.
And I think I know who one of them is. Now I have some context for this person now.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about that.
And I know we'll talk about it next hour, but I'm just curious if I'm right.
I can't wait. When we come back, hey, what do you give a pet bison as a gift? Have you ever thought about that? Or Alexis
who
has.
Who gives one as a
gift? Oh, who gives? Yeah. Okay.
Either way, bison involved what?
So many great promotions going on at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. This really is the best time to go. Hi, my talkers. It's Jace, your buddy for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. I've been talking about Skin Rejuvenation Clinic to you for 10 years now because this is the 10th anniversary of the morning show. Lex and I started the morning show. We moved to it 10 years ago. And Skin Rejuvenation Clinic is one of the first people to sign on with us. And 10 years of going to the best. So many places nowadays do hydrofacials and Botox and fillers. But here's the deal. Here's the truth. Why would you trust your face with just anybody? You know, like the Botox place next to the salad shop. No, go to the best. If you're new to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic and you mention me, you're going to get $100 off a service of $250 or more. Call today. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. What's up, Flo?
Kiss my grits.
Thank you, Flo. Jace, Lex, and Holly. It's an Alice reference. That's 75 pop culture points if you get that.
Yeah.
Hope those points are adding up. Trade them in at the end of the year for a cigarette lighter. An Alexis cigarette lighter. Or a Holly Roberts belt buckle.
That's right.
It's like the arcade. You turn in your skee ball tickets. Anyway. Oh, we played.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This yesterday, and we're going to play it again. This is usually actually when we play it. It's one of our favorite occasional games. We call it, you love it, Why the Hell Is This on our show sheet? And to the shock of no one, it's brought to you once again by Alexis. And here's what Alexis has written. Who gives pet bison as a gift? Alexis?
Yeah. Who why does for? That? Can you imagine? Like, hey, happy birthday, everybody. Or, Jason, here's some bison.
Well, so wait.
It does depend on who the gift is for.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just kind of a funny thing, because when you give a pet, you have to really be careful, right? Because it's not like you're giving a cake or you're giving a toy or something.
No.
This requires maintenance and love and care and time. So Rodeo Rick is what he's calling himself. Who am I talking about? Rick Ross.
Oh, the Rick Ross.
The Rick Ross.
Oh.
He lives in Georgia, and he does have a farm, right? But normally it's just horses. And one of his business partners gifted him two bison. Okay. But the thing is that they keep saying bye, son, and getting out of their enclosure.
Oh.
So he made this video. It's just cracking me up. And he's like, hey, these animals are incredible. They're mostly docile, but they can be unpredictable and become aggressive. So if you happen to encounter a buffalo, we encourage you to contact your sheriff's office. And I'm thinking, can you imagine having to post that? And then I guess the neighbors are complaining because these two just keep breaking out of the pen and like going into their yard. Oh, I just think it's so funny.
Well, what?
Thank you. Yes.
This reminds me, David Letterman sent Conan O'Brien a horse one time.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't give large animals to people.
Right.
I can't believe I have to say that.
I know. I think he's embraced them. But it's just, oh, my word. I just can't even imagine. And look, hey, at that point, like, what do you get Rick Ross, right?
Oh, the man has everything.
Yeah.
Right. So you want to maybe, give something special.
Kohl's dollars?
Yeah.
Kohl's cash? Yeah. Transfer your Kohl's cash balance over to him.
Exactly.
Get some new undershirts.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, it's super funny. God. If you're not following him, or if you, just want to laugh a little, you got
to
follow him, because, oh, my word. These bison keep escaping, and he keeps covering him.
And again, that's when you have the crazy money. It's just you're giving large animals to people.
That's why I'm like, can you guys just imagine? I mean, that is just, here's a gift and a commitment.
Yeah, that's not a gift. You know what I mean? Because you got to take care of that animal.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God. We also do two occasional segments and one segment.
Mm-hmm.
We do this from time to time. When we have tiny hills that we are willing to die on, just tiny hills that we're willing to put our little flag on, and we're willing to die on that tiny hill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I have a quick one right now that I have a feeling I'm going to have to make room on my tiny hill, because a lot of you are going to want to join me. Let's do this.
It's time to climb a tiny hill and die on it.
I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
That's right.
I love this.
The tiny hill that I'm willing to die on is this. I don't give a rat's ass about this Vanderpump cheating scandal.
Yeah.
I didn't care about it on day one. I didn't care about it on day two. I didn't care about it on day three. I didn't care about it on day four. I sure don't care about it a week and like 4 days later. Now, apologies to our My Talk colleagues that are covering this because they watch Vanderpump Rules. This is not shaming them. I am just saying personally, and judging by the faces of you two, I think I'm speaking for the morning show. I don't care. And I am sick of
it's everywhere.
I don't get still. I don't get it.
I don't know these people.
And also, this is the bigger point. Why is this a story? We're shocked that reality TV bartenders are sleeping with each other or cheating. They're good. They're superficial, vapid 20 and 30 year olds in Hollywood. Oh, my God. They cheated on each other on a reality show. You're shocked by this? You're shocked by this? Yes.
I don't care.
There we go.
Are there no stories? I know sometimes we're pining
our show today.
We're pining for things, but right, it's like the lead in a lot of these sites.
Well, there's my tiny hill.
Yeah.
It's official.
We're up there.
We died on this tiny hill.
But I feel good about it.
Sure did. We're up there with you, Jace.
Thank you.
We're baffling.
Told you it was brief. I'm so sick of seeing it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. When we come back, good news for Disney employees, bad news for Twitter followers or Twitter users.
Uh-oh.
Holly has that one. Stay with us. We'll be back right after these words. Family like no other. Hi, it's Jace for Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big. Well, you hear me talk a lot about Nutrisource for dogs. Well, get ready. How about Nutrisource for kitties?
Meow, meow.
That's right. Nutrisource they now have cat treats. That's right. Nutrisource crunchy cat treats come in a variety of flavors for your cat. And you can get the crunchy cat treats. Okay, you may be laughing in the car right now, but try saying that 15 times on the radio at 6 o'clock in the morning. You can get the variety of flavors of these crunchy cat treats. No matter where you find your Nutrisource, you can find these cat treats. So when you think of Nutrisource, just don't think for dogs. Nutrisource for cats as well. See a full list of retailers at NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
What do you call a man with no shins? Tony!
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
That's Holly's joke.
That's Holly's?
Yeah. Well, I made sure to record the ones that we shared that day.
Earlier
this week.
Whole new round of dad jokes heading your way over the next month or so.
Oh.
Tony.
I told my dad that one because, you know, he'll send me dad jokes every so often, and
mm-hmm.
he hadn't heard that one, so.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Before we go any farther, I would like to apologize to my family at Nutrisource. Words were hard for Jason a few minutes ago. I was trying to say crunchy cat treats, but I said crunchy cat treats. I left off the R. Barefoot Contessa on Twitter's loving it. She goes, hey, I'm team crunchy. Yes. Crunchy cat treats.
Yes!
There we go.
I nailed
feel like a
it.
Feel like a Wheel of Fortune contestant. So saying it very carefully. Crunchy cat treats from Nutrisource. Oh. Not just for dogs. Nutrisource has cat treats as well. There we go.
Nice.
Oh, God. And I was in my home studio yesterday recording Nutrisource commercials. And the reason if this is even more funny is because I did the exact same thing, not live, sitting in my little room by myself. I had problems saying crunchy cat treats yesterday to the point where I laughed. I had to stop recording and just start all over because I didn't want poor Rocco having to sift through 3 minutes of me laughing. But anyway, we love you, Nutrisource.
Oh, yes. Go buy their edit. It's so nice.
Yeah. Crunchy cat treats.
Mm-hmm.
There's some happy people at the happiest, well, no, the most magical place on earth. Happiest place is Disneyland. But people are feeling magical, and this is good. you've seen probably headlines in the business section or maybe on the news that there's been a strike. Union workers at Disney World, the cast members, wanting, I was going to say higher wages, but let me be clear, because I'm friends with a lot of cast members. They just wanted decent wages, for heaven's sake, and livable wages, and they're getting them. Disney agreed yesterday to give cast members a big raise. I think they're going to be going up to $18 an hour by the end of the year. Some bonuses, and the union approved it. And this is great because, and I know you think to yourself, oh, I don't go to Disney, it doesn't matter, or whatever. But this is good because the cast members that I know, they're not in this space, but they know people who, people want to work at Disney World so bad that they have known cast members that live in cars. Mm. You know what I mean? That they want to work. Lex, I think, yeah, doesn't your friend know people?
Oh, maybe absolutely. Not. Maybe yeah. No, like a growing, like a sister to me, she loves Disney and finally started working there a few years ago. And yes, absolutely. It's something. You're right.
It's a problem.
You've wanted to work there your whole life, and then this is the reality. So it is. I'm really glad they're addressing it.
Yes. And look, they needed to. You can't have this image. And again,
exactly.
I say, you know what I'm going to say. And I love Disney, but I also have no problem calling balls and strikes here. And you can't bill yourself as this magical company that produces magic and cares about people when you don't take care of the people that distribute that magic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the parks don't run themselves. Mm-mm. You know, that magic comes to you via these cast members. So I'm glad that my boyfriend, Mr. Iger, I love you, Bob. I love that Bob and the company stepped up.
Yes.
Because you got to walk the walk and talk the talk. It can't just be something on a plaque with Walt's picture on it.
Yeah.
You gotta live that.
The turnover is expensive.
Yeah.
You want to keep good people, and that's how you do it.
Well, and then you got the Florida situation where it's, you know, the population grew during the pandemic.
Oh,
so
right.
Orlando, the Orlando area, used to be, you know, a little expensive, but you could find, it's expensive now to live in Florida, mm-hmm. to live in Orlando. Again, this isn't anecdotal. I have friends that their rent has gone up 30, 40%.
Wow.
So these cast members who are already kind of drowning, this is a great lifeline. So bravo for doing the right thing. Or as our boss, Amy Daniel, says, congratulations on doing your job.
Yeah. Good job.
Yes. Yes.
Way to go, Bob. I love you.
Yeah.
What's going on? Okay, let's go from one major corporation to the other. Twitter, Holly, Lord Farquaad, he got on the balcony and what's his latest proclamation?
Oh, the latest proclamation in the dumpster fire land of Twitter announced yesterday, starting April 1st, as previously speculated, they're going to remove the verified checkmark status of accounts that Twitter has been verified as notable. And that means, essentially, if you have a blue checkmark, your blue checkmark will be removed unless you pay Twitter to retain the rights to your blue checkmark every month. Uh-huh.
I'm a blue checkmark person. I refuse to do this.
They keep giving us warnings. Hey, it's going to be going away. You got to take the two-factor thing out. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. I'm just kind of like, all right, well.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you, Jace. No.
Are you going to do it? Because you have a checkmark, too.
No. Nope.
You're verified.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're starting from the Twitter verified Twitter account, which is verified by them. So they're paying for their own Twitter account that's verified. Get that. They did say we're going to begin winding down our legacy verified program and removing legacy verified checkmarks, which means if you have a Twitter checkmark and you had it before Elon Musk, that's going to start to go away. So don't be surprised when your blue check mark disappears. That's by design.
Oh, my gosh. And when they start popping up, just know those people paid for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. It doesn't. The only thing that scares me is now people can go, because I still have, that people can go on these sites now and act like you.
Yeah.
And the average person, you know, Jane in Invergrove, she doesn't know if it's really you, Lex, tweeting something like, you know, pictures of boobies. Not that Alexis would do that, but, well, or could, I mean, I guess, I don't know what you do. But all kidding aside, that's the thing. That was the whole, one of the reasons for the verification process in the beginning. It was a lawsuit that started this.
Yeah.
It negates the whole reason for doing it.
Exactly. Twitter first introduced verified accounts back in 2009. Jason, Alexis, to help people do exactly that. Help users identify celebrities, politicians, companies, and brands, and other accounts of public interest that they said that were genuine or not imposters or parody accounts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks, Lord Farquaad.
Yeah.
Well, I have, because on the TikTok, which that's social media making news too.
Oh my gosh.
There is a real, there is a real possibility. Watching that committee hearing yesterday.
They weren't having it, were they?
Well, no. And look, we are in a horrible time where both Democrats and Republicans can't agree on what should be served for lunch, for heaven's sake. They were both going after the Twitter executive that came to Capitol Hill to testify yesterday. They were grilling him.
Both sides.
Mm-hmm. And there is a real possibility now that we could be looking at, this isn't just up in the stars, we could be looking at a Twitter ban or a TikTok ban here in the States.
Oh, yeah.
Utah, did you see this? Utah is getting ready. I don't know if it's reaching the governor's desk there, but Utah has a law or has a proposal, a proposed legislation to ban TikTok for anyone under 18.
Mm-hmm.
And to make it illegal for social media sites to be up from 10:30 to 6 a.m.
What?
Oh, no.
For people under 18.
How do they regulate that?
I don't know.
Are we going to have the TikTok police?
Well, I don't know. They're treating this. And look, I you know, that 60 Minute story of the effect of social media on young people scared the crap out of me. Yeah. I'm not saying that this shouldn't be dealt with, because it is a crisis of what social media is doing to youngins.
Yeah, let's have conversations.
Let's have conversations. You know, they regulated tobacco. I mean, big tobacco. I mean, there should be some regulations coming down. I just don't know if the Utah proposal is the way to go. But that's out there. My point is that's out there. And judging by what I watched yesterday and some brief clips from the committee or from the testimony, oh my God.
Yeah,
they weren't
having it.
No. And again, what puts the exclamation point is both sides.
Yeah.
And again, people can't agree on anything in Washington.
And Mark Zuckerberg's like, yeah. Well, you're turning the hot seat. And my metaverse. Yeah, let's make it it.
We can bring him back into the hot seat, too. Why don't we go ahead and do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. He will be. I mean, if more Footloose-esque laws like the one proposed in Utah, if those spread, and I can see those spreading, Facebook will be blocked too. I get parents should have control. Lex, you're looking down the train, the tunnel at this for when Zen becomes a teenager. You know, how do you do this?
He can already work the iPad better than me. I'm not kidding. I'm like, how'd you do that, 3-year-old? Wow, cool. All right, mommy learned something. Thank you.
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
But it's true. It's going to be something.
The student has become the teacher.
The teacher.
the teacher is the student.
Oh God, Lex, what a great way to end that conversation. You hit that ball right out of the park.
Oh,
hey, everybody, while you listen to this delightful department store music from the early 70s, allow me to tell you about an event that means a lot to our Alexis. Big Climb Minneapolis. Hell, Lex, it's back again.
Sure is. What time is to this climb for Leukemia Lymphoma Society. You can climb, and there's a couple options for you. Holly, you've done this before, too.
Yeah, we did it last year. Super fun.
Yep, and raising money for Leukemia Lymphoma Society, of course, you know, blood and bone cancer. All the research, it goes all to that and taking care of the families, all local families, too. So it's just a wonderful thing. You can sign up. I don't know the exact details, but it's on our website.
I have it, sweetie.
Okay.
It is, sign up now, use promo code MYTALK2023.
There we
to
go.
To join the team is only $10.71. Get it? 1071? Okay, anyway.
Yes.
MYTALK1071.com, keyword climb. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our brand new segment, Down the Tubi, next.
Site or app.
Run to Red tonight for happy hour. It's Friday, and you know you're going to be celebrating. You know you're looking for a place to have happy hour with your friends. Go to Red Rabbit. Go to Red Cow. Maybe you're coming down to Minneapolis for a T-Wolves game, a show at the Pantages or the State. Get down to downtown Minneapolis early because Red Rabbit and Red Cow are right there, right in the North Loop, a few blocks away from the theater district. And go to Red Rabbit for, you know, my favorite dinner, the cavatelli. Oh, my gosh. With that fennel sausage. I always start with the homemade pizza rolls or some oysters. I was there a couple weeks ago with Colleen. And, we basically ate everything off the menu. Have one of the great cocktails from Beverage Yoda, Ian. I love Ian. He makes such a great cocktail menu. Or how about brunch? Red Cow and Red Rabbit have amazing brunch. So there, I've planned your weekend. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday, run to Red. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment. Everything. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly on this Friday, March 24th, 2023. Woo-hoo. Hello?
Hey, girl. Hey.
We have a brand new segment, and this came from the delicious mind of Holly Roberts. Holly, you want to set this up, my love?
Yeah, we're going down the Tubi.
It's time to go down the Tubi.
So, Tubi, it is a free streaming service available for you right now, and this is one of the hottest sectors in entertainment right now. Tubi. Yep. Pluto TV, Freevee. Hollywood's leaning heavily into these free services and hope that you're going to watch all the content that's being dumped there. There's so much wonderful trash that is contained within Tubi. And I wanted to focus on Tubi because they've got a lot of movies. A lot of movies that would never see the light of day again. But here we are in 2023. And we have access to the trash of old Hollywood. And so I tasked Jason and Alexis and myself through sifting through the trash like little raccoons. Mm-hmm. And here we are, and we found a piece of junk, and we all watched it.
And what's different from our forced movie reviews is that, yes, we've all watched it.
Yeah.
Versus telling each other, you know, how ridiculous, you know, whatever the genre that we didn't like.
So. And we all watched a movie.
Yeah.
And our selection, I chose it.
Yep.
I'm sorry. It was a 1984 movie called Runaway. I'm going to play a little bit of the trailer for you to set things up.
It is the future. Mysteriously spreading across an unsuspecting city. Machines trained to serve humans are turning against them.
What do you got, Jerry?
Model 912 cut up two people inside the house.
I'm going in.
You keep going in. We could send a disarm robot in.
If it hit the floater, it'll hit the disarm, and any minute it's going to decide to hit the kid.
Oh, my gosh. And that is the voice of Tom Selleck, who's playing the rugged police hero who has been assigned to disarm the runaway robots.
It's horrible. It is absolutely horrible. Kirstie Alley is in it.
Overacting.
Yes. The late Kirstie Alley is overacting her ears off. I knew we were in trouble when toward the beginning they're going to a farm. they're responding to a robot out of control in a cornfield. And there's a scene where these two were Cynthia Rhodes from Dirty Dancing.
Yep.
And Tom jump, like, hysterically jump on top of this robot that's out of control. It looks like a bobcat. And they do this
like
joking.
An old printer.
Yeah. Watch out for the old printers.
Yes, it does.
With legs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God, how are they reading these lines with a straight face?
Well, they're like avoiding the laser. But then in order to combat it, all they needed to do was unplug it. And I'm thinking, you just pulled the cord. Like, wait a second. Hold on. Or just smashed it with a chair, you know, WWE style.
Exactly. Yeah, this movie Runaway has it all. It has 80s Tom Selleck, who all I could think of watching this movie was, thank goodness, Tom Selleck was not cast as Indiana Jones.
Oh,
ew.
Yes.
Thank goodness. Because bless his heart, he might look hot in a pair of short shorts, but the man can't act his way out of a paper bag.
No, he cannot.
No, he cannot.
Uh-uh.
There were delightful, gratuitous 80s boobs.
Yes.
Yeah. You forget how much, like, oh, right. We just threw in a pair of boobies here.
Yeah, she's just standing in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, for no plot reason.
I was
watching this. I can see my TV from the room where I have my little studio set up.
Yeah.
So I was working on Lex's dad jokes while I was watching this crap.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I happened to look up as the boobies were on my giant television, and I giggled. I'm like, the moment I happen to look up is when there's big tatas on the TV. Tatas on the TV. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And the villain in this movie is played by Kiss frontman Gene Simmons in non-Kiss outfits.
Oh, man. It's such a typical villain look.
And
he's got that, like, tight teeth, I just smelled poo kind of face, you know? And then at the very end, there's this crescendo that happens in an elevator. And it's just so funny because, you know, the villain never just dies, right? There's always like an energetic burst of, like, I'm still here, and then passes out. And he did that.
And then at the end, Tom Selleck sexually harasses Cynthia Rhodes.
Yes!
And his helper robot, Lois, who makes dinner for his annoying kid at the end, is all busted. And then he asks Cynthia Rhodes, can you cook?
Can you
cook? Yes!
And then they kiss with this gross, sweaty, bloody, nasty body.
Avoid Runaway on the Tubi, Tubby.
The misogyny, how the media is portrayed, technology.
It's all bad. No wonder it's on Tubi. That's right. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, TV Talk, name that TV tune, and a super fun birthday.